live this moment.
Why the hell would you want to do that?
Podcasts are available now at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Plus, you can find the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Buddy Jason Regan, Jason showed me a video, by the way, you Tyler. And I go to the video, I saw the video. Actually, you were hanging out, which is funny because it's a video of you taking your shirt off and snapping your t-shirt at a snake somewhere in Tennessee. But you're sober, he said. You're not drinking then.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that video?
I think I remember that. Me and Jason and Owen Justice.
Yeah, it's funny. Well, he mentioned it was Owen, year. And that's Travis, our old buddy, our friend Travis Justice's son. He's a country music singer, right? Yeah. I haven't seen Owen since he's been a little kid, but I saw the picture and I said, who's that? That's Owen Justice. I said, oh, okay. You guys all hang out together. Okay.
He's a great musician.
Yeah, he's really. Yeah, I heard he's great. I heard some of his stuff on Travis's deal. Yeah. So I saw I go, oh, is he drunk there? But you have your shirt off and you're snapping your towel at a snake?
Yes.
Are you? But it's just a garter snake. You're not afraid of it, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, right. I think I was putting on.
Okay. But the video looked like you were buzzed and you weren't. So you're just doing regular stuff.
No, okay. I was just sober.
So you could do regular stuff.
I can have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this guy got towel snapped here. I was born with a double hernia, and for whatever reason, one of my testicles turned out to be really large. I was playing football for a small town outside of Wichita, Kansas. Must be one of our Chaz, obviously. Listening to T95, our home in Wichita. We used to pop each other with towels, and one day the guys decided they were going to pop my extremely large left testicle. So when I was in the shower after practicing that day, they finally succeeded with the mother of all towel pops. Right on your nutsack. Get a towel pop on your leg or your butt or your arm. That hurts.
It hurts,
man.
Anywhere.
It hurts anywhere.
Well, if it's that big, it should have been an easy target. Well, they weren't really good at towel snapping.
Well, he had to stand there and let them do it, right. Or at least they got lucky. You're going to protect that big nut. Now, is your one bigger or is just your one smaller, Tyler?
I mean, I never got to put them side by side next to somebody else's.
I was going
to
say they are side by
side. You want to believe the larger one is the normal one. You know, think we all would tend to believe that.
One abnormally large and one abnormally small, and they would work out the way about the same.
I'm not sure.
All right, we'll bring a scale in next time, and we'll weigh our testicles. Both of them.
My dad's a wrestling coach.
Okay.
That was his career thing.
Uh-huh.
He had a kid that come to him after the showers and was just scared to death.
Oh, really?
And he was in the shower with the other wrestler, and that he looked over and the guy had no sack. And as a kid, I could be messing up, but as a kid,
so just two vases hanging there with the nuts on it. That's all you saw.
He ripped it off on a stump when he was a kid.
Oh,
and so he just had like a deformed,
okay,
whatever.
Yeah, he'd have some sort of sack. Yeah. It couldn't just be hanging there.
Well, I don't know what he had.
Okay, whatever.
But I just
that's
know.
That's why I feel bad for the guy.
But this kid comes out of the shower and the guy was just shot.
What's up with you small town freaks, man? There's some weird stuff happening. Everybody has their nuts ripped off in these small towns, man.
It's a hard life.
Rodeo.
It's a hard life.
Yeah.
It's a hard knock life.
I'm starting to feel lucky that I made it out of small town life with both my testicles intact.
Exactly, Push. You sure?
Okay.
Yeah. You know why? No farm.
Yeah.
No farm.
No, it's just small town stuff, man. I'm surprised somebody with an axe didn't come after yours, Push, being from a Villisca.
One time.
And maybe.
One time, eight people get hacked to death with an axe, and it follows you forever.
I grew up in a small town, and I have no stories regarding that.
Maybe when you're a wrestler and when you're a rodeo guy, you just know everything about everybody. Because you're just naked all the time around each other.
Sure.
Wrestlers are the most comfortable people you will ever meet with each other.
That's true, too.
Like that guy was perfectly comfortable approaching your dad and saying, hey, coach, here's what's going on.
And the guy in the shower was perfectly comfortable standing there telling him the story about why he's got a real messed up downstairs.
So a twig, no berries?
I guess, yeah.
Before you mentioned the stump, I thought maybe your dad just coached the most progressive wrestling team in Western Iowa.
See, now I'm thinking
that's a low bar, isn't it?
Yeah.
The most progressive wrestling team in Western Iowa.
Now I'm thinking that Greg Warren's been holding out on a treasure trove of other stories for all these years.
Oh, yeah, I wonder why he's reluctant to share.
daddy daycare over there.
Because we repost that singlet photo every time he comes around.
Yeah, that, and didn't he say that he like made out with the dude or something?
Yeah.
Well, he did do that.
He did do that, yeah.
And we only bring that up every time.
Yeah.
And it's getting later and later in the visit now when we actually bring it up.
Yeah, it's upwards of 5 minutes in now.
No, anymore, he brings it up first. Just to get us off.
Preemptive strike.
Right. Just to get us off. That
well, yeah, right. Let's get this out of the way because he knows it's coming.
That could be why he's holding out on some of these other stories.
That could be. That could be. We had, where am I at here? International team of morons had Olivia Newton-John. In Todd, we thrust.
I've heard that one before.
Involuntary cuckold. Irma's rubbing me daily. I shot fridge. Fridge won. Itchy ash hole. It's taint tickle time. Jack hammer me. Jack Hanna's boner. Jasper 23X. Jeff B. Jen Howe 1. People should not put their real names in here. It just they just come off these real names. Oh, Jen Howe got one.
Huh.
Jerry sucks. Play kids cussing. I don't have any kids laying up there. Jim Sucks played Dead Skin Mask. Is that a band?
Sounds like it could be.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Joseph is a cuck. John Bobbitt's Frankenweenie. That's an old school name there. John Daly's used liver. John Cougar concentration camp. I love that one. Kangaroo boner perfume. Kelly Clarkson's butt plug. She only uses that when she's performing, right, to keep it in there?
Well, she might after that incident.
Kill Bill. God, that's pretty much right. That ends with the K's there. So
Dead Skin Mask is a Slayer song.
Oh, it is. You got it. All right. Kiss rules. Proclaimers suck.
I agree with the first part
Nick's
of that.
Second list.
Kobe's hillside layup. I probably shouldn't say that one anymore. That one's.
you've made other Kobe references already.
I know that one just bums me out.
The helicopter tour was.
Yeah.
A little less harsh.
Black Mamba helicopter tour.
Sticking with our theme this morning. Kong's bus busting balls. All right. Does he whip his balls out in those Kong movies? I never seen.
I don't think so.
I'm guessing Kong's balls could just crush a bus, right?
Sure.
That's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. But I don't watch all those Kong movies, King Kong movies.
No.
I would think they could knock over a building.
Yeah.
Well, that could be a Kardashian reference as well.
By the way, how about that? They finally broke up. Those two crazy kids called it quits.
Pete and Kim?
Yeah, after 9 months.
Yeah.
Oh.
Surprise.
Apparently they both had very busy schedules, and they couldn't find enough time for each other.
Well, they're fun. And by the way, if he would make that long term, first of all, I read he wants kids. That's his goal in life.
But he doesn't want Kanye's kids?
Well, he doesn't want, he's a really young guy.
I think he wants to bang.
He could have young kids.
Every hot chick in Hollywood.
Right. Yeah.
And I think he's going to do that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, he's on to the next one now.
And don't you think the Kanye situation? Kanye's still ripping him, I've heard. Even if they broke up, he's still ripping him. Want to deal with that crap?
No.
It's got to be such a relief for Pete Davidson just to not have to deal with that universe.
The whole scene. Because you can always find hot women.
I think it'll help him as a comedian, too.
I think so, too.
So I don't know how you try to be relatable when you're, in the Kardashian world. I don't know what translates from that.
I always thought he was. He had his fun. Else. I guess you can't give him too much crap for that. But you're right. It didn't play with his personality, at least on stage.
Right.
I'm hanging out here with these jet setting everywhere. With
I'm
Rich
a guy.
I'm a guy. Right. Exactly. And I think he's a very funny dude. So, but they split up, which was very sad. Yeah.
I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, I think they will.
I think they'll bounce back.
All right. Continuing with Tyler's nut. Accidents. Anything else you want to share?
Sam Elliott is having a birthday today.
I love Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott is 78 years old.
And by the way, he's not coming back in Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Because what happens to him in Roadhouse?
His role.
I don't know. I have not read.
They'll have different. Oh, it's, I know.
Conor McGregor. Okay.
But yeah.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah. Doug Williams is 67 today. And that's an urban myth that somebody asked him, how long have you been a black quarterback?
And he said,
He didn't say it. That was not a question.
No, it wasn't.
That was not an answer.
No.
Total urban myth.
Right.
It's like the new season of Yellowstone comes out in November.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, and Kurt Russell.
I love Kurt Russell.
Is involved in that.
He's coming. He's going to be on it?
Yeah.
The new season of the original Yellowstone.
Wow.
Yeah.
On the Costner version.
Right, look it up. I'm pretty sure I saw that Kurt Russell was joining the cast.
I couldn't pick a better guy.
This following season.
A good guy or bad guy?
They didn't really detail his character from what I read.
Hoping he's a good guy, but he can play anything.
In that show, you could be both. That's one of the things I like about that.
Yeah, you're right.
Melanie Griffith is 65 today.
I love her.
And Becky is having a birthday.
My wife, yeah.
She's very young.
Yeah, she's not 65.
Right.
Yeah. If she was, I'd be dead.
No, you got a lot left in the tank.
I do. Let's hope. But I'm glad she's not 65. And that's not because I don't want my wife to be 65. It's just I don't want to be how old I will be when she's 65. You know. Well, I do. Compared to the alternative. Let's go there.
You don't want to be that today.
No, I don't want to be that today. I want to wake up and go, holy crap, you're 65? I'm out of here.
Yeah. Don't be the
can you push
old
me to the car?
Sucks guy, because I want to punch getting old sucks guy.
Oh, no. I'm not that getting old.
I really hate
him. No. I'm not that guy. Because I have a fun job, and you know, I'm active, and I'm not that old.
Well, I've never understood that. Oh, birthday. I can understand like not wanting the attention, but if you stop having birthdays, you're not alive.
Right.
Yeah, you want to continue to make trips around the sun. I just don't want to make a big deal out of it.
I'm all right being 33 in this room.
Yeah.
But you should be.
Well, give everybody the side eye.
Right. You're talking like that, you won't be in this room.
Says the guy that's 40 years younger than everybody in the historical society.
Yeah.
How do you feel like in that, man?
Yeah, I don't want to burst your bubble here, Todd. You might have read the headline wrong. Kurt Russell appeared at a thing that Taylor Sheridan was at as well.
He just showed up.
And the headline was kind of confusing the way you...
So I was misled, and you can see how I was misled.
Yeah, yeah. His name and Yellowstone did appear in the headline together, but not connected the way you thought.
Tyler Walsh's last day on the show is today. We want to thank you for coming up all these weeks. You've been a great guest.
Have a tuna melt on the way out as a party gift. Yeah.
Have it's a tuna melt.
And drink that beer. Fall off that wagon, dick.
That's a giant mug.
Tyler and Nick are doing some comedy this weekend. Where are you at, Nick?
Yes, Friday night in Glenwood, Iowa at Keg Creek Brewing and Saturday at Nebraska Brewing in Omaha.
That's right. Check them out. They're stand-up comedy.
Is it just me and you for these ones?
Yes.
All right.
Speaking of
two-man show.
A show that we do watch, Fargo.
Yes.
Fargo's coming back for a fifth season.
And where's it take place? What time period? Who are the actors?
Who's in this cast?
Details have not been given much yet, but I do know they've said that so far they seem to be jumping back and forth between now and in the past. Now and in the past. So we're in season five, so it should be set in the present.
Right, because it was now, then it was also the 70s with Ted Danson.
Yeah.
And then it was now again, and then it was back to
this was like the
30s when it was the Chris Rock one.
Chris Rock one, which was
gangster.
Great.
I love that. I loved all of them. I loved them all.
So we know that John Hamm is going to be in this new one.
Oh, he's the best, man.
John Hamm, Juno Temple.
I love him in the Geico commercial. I mean, the Flow commercials.
Yeah.
They're funny.
He's great. Yeah. And Jennifer Jason Leigh have been announced.
She is great.
As cast members. Now they're bringing
John Hamm, Jennifer Jason, who else?
Juno Temple.
I know that person has seen her.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm correct, she's in Ted Lasso. She's the...
Is she the young British girl?
Yes.
Not the owner of the club or the other one?
The younger girl.
I've been watching that. That show's really good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But they're bringing in one of the kids from Stranger Things. Joe Keery. He's one of the more recognizable faces from Stranger Things.
And he's younger than Tyler Walsh, too. So you can
probably.
Walsh is an old
valued customer.
They play people like
Tom
10 years younger than themselves.
Yeah,
it could be 40.
Oh, yeah, easily. I know they do. Yeah, Tom Hamm.
I need to go back and try to watch those other seasons of Fargo because I really like the first season. I'm going to go to watch the second season. Was it that kid from Friday Night Lights?
I think that was the second season.
What was the first season about again? Because you're right. That's
the first
like
season
the Minnesota,
was,
I think.
Yeah, it was more traditionally Fargo. It was set up in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, it was the one with Tom Hanks' son was the in it.
Colin Hanks. Yeah, I think you're right.
And Jesse Plemons.
Plemons, that's who it is.
I thought he was in the second one because he was in the previous one from 79.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I've seen the first couple, but that's a show that it's kind of frustrating because you're like, I like Fargo. Then you go to watch through season, you're like, I don't know any of these people.
Well, they're all standalone.
All right.
Yeah. That's completely lazy. Where I'm like, oh, I have to figure out who people are on a TV show now.
But you know, but at least
seems
you know
like a lot of work.
But at least you know that story arc's going to end that season.
Yeah,
right. Well, yeah.
The most recent one with Chris Rock was fantastic.
Oh, the first one was Billy Bob.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Colin Hanks, Martin Freeman from the Hobbit.
Oh, that's right. It was Martin. Yeah, that was the original one.
That was in Minnesota, North Dakota.
And Colin Hanks. Jesse Plemons and Ted Danson one were the 70s.
Yep, that was the second one. Ted Danson, Kirsten Dunst, and then the guy she ended up marrying.
Then there was another current one?
And then they jumped back to the present.
Who was that? Are you sure that was the...
Yeah.
I'm looking at Wikipedia here, so giving you what Wikipedia is.
What was the third one?
Third one is in Minnesota. Ewan McGregor.
Oh, yes. That was set more in the present area. He was a...
I do remember.
Yeah,
I watched them all.
It is kind of weird to me too that they take Fargo and they're like, "Oh, now we're doing Fargo in Kansas City." And like, ah, like it's make it cold.
Yeah, yeah, that did.
It's
get
more
that
of a
part.
Style at this point.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that was a stretch. Although, standalone, the Chris Rock one was great.
Yeah. You got to give them a little creative license there.
And
that was a really good. I like that season.
Quick one before we go here: the Scottish Highland Games. You've heard of those?
Yes.
Where they throw the stuff.
Yeah, we were talking about that. They lift up rocks.
Doesn't
and
take a log on their nut with those skirts
they
on.
Throw,
you know?
Yeah, but they have some nut stories.
They throw big logs.
Well, there was a guy who was throwing it. They call it a 22-pound hammer-throwing ball. It's like a wooden pole with a 22-pound ball attached to it.
I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, they throw it. Apparently, this guy threw it, and on the other side of the hedge was a 65-year-old guy who... took it in the melon, and he's dead now.
Oh.
Nice. Oh.
No more birthdays for him. Why is he on the other side of the hedge?
I don't know.
There should be an area where nobody walks, right?
You would think.
Really good seats for the mall throw, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was dead on the scene, and the games were immediately halted.
Oh.
We got to stop. Oh, you killed the guy.
I feel for the guy that threw it, too. See, I still wanted to be like, well, how far did we already to go?
At home that night, like, if he wasn't in the way.
Yeah. I'd have got 10 more inches till it hit his head.
All right. Yeah, oh, that stuck to the tape.
Damn it.
Yes, that stuck to the tape.
Damn it. How many inches you got, Tyler?
Mine goes like 8 inches.
All right, thank you. Appreciate that.
Your Highland Games athletes make Tyler Walsh look tiny.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are huge.
They're all mountains of men.
I want to thank Tyler for all these weeks of him being on the show. It's very nice.
Yep.
He's
been real, man.
He's not leaving town or anything. He's just leaving the show.
No, I'm going to be pounding on the door next Tuesday.
Don't say that.
Let me in.
Don't say that.
He's coming back. Yes. Go see him and Nick this weekend. One more time, Nick.
Yeah, Friday night, Glenwood, Iowa, Keg Creek Brewing, and Saturday in Omaha at Nebraska Brewing.
Still got more names from the great Olivia Newton-John. We have a great interview, too, we had with her about 3 years ago. We're playing... we played earlier this morning. It's on the podcast. Check it out.
Tap House was great.
Yeah, the Omaha Tap House fed us today. They have two locations, one in the Old Market, one in the 156th and Dodge. So feed yourself there sometime soon.
TNTRadioEmpire.com is where you get the podcast. What's your socials there, Tyler?
I'm Tyler Walsh Comedy on Instagram and TikTok.
TikTok. Everywhere. Check them out. And we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.